I want to start by just explaining the current situation as of 10:15 this morning that I'm aware of. The first is we have got the most positive cases in our community that we've ever had since the start of the pandemic. So right now, this morning, we're sitting at 21 cases since Friday that we are dealing with. So that is a very large number for us in a very short amount of time. The record before Friday was 18, and then over the weekend it was 20. But what happens is, based on dates, people drop off that list and then new people come on. But since Friday, we've had 21 positive cases. Currently, high school is on distance learning for grades 11 and 12. Middle school is on distance learning for grade 6. And in elementary school, we have 6 sections out of 21 impacted. So there's 21 total sections of classes in elementary school. 3 of them are on distance learning, and 3 of them are on hybrid learning, meaning some students are home and some students are coming into class. So that's a little bit more than a quarter, but not quite a third of the elementary school. So that's the current situation we're in. The second thing I want to explain to you is why we're in this situation and what's happening, what's causing us to do this. I've been getting a lot of emails, as have the principals of the different divisions. We've got parents that are frustrated in the community. So I just want to tell you why we're making the decisions we're making, because I want you to know, one, our default is to always have students on campus, but we have 2 Russian regulations that are kind of handcuffing us at this point that are requiring us to do what we're doing. And this applies to all the schools in Moscow, not just to us. One is, if you're in a room for more than 30 minutes with a person that tests positive, you're considered a close contact. So that's their definition of close contact. It can also be 15 minutes within a meter and a half. But the 30-minute rule basically is every class we have at school. So if your child is in class with someone who tests positive, they're going to be a close contact, because classes in the middle school and the high school are 80 minutes, and in the elementary school, they're contained in different rooms during the day. So that's one thing. The second piece is, Russia still, and Moscow still, has not changed the rule on the 14-day isolation period for close contacts. So when in places like North America, they've knocked that down to 5 days now in many instances. And in some school districts, they're not even contact tracing anymore. And I think part of the reason they're doing that is because it takes an enormous amount of our resources to do the contact tracing. I can tell you the principals have been going nonstop since Sunday and all through yesterday to try, and with the partnership with the health office, to try and identify what students are close contacts based on the 21 cases that we've had. So it is an enormous amount of effort on our part to meet these Russian regulations. But that's the reason why we're doing this. I also want to point out that in the fall, we tried to lessen this to 7 days, because we feel in our heart of hearts that our mitigations are very effective, and that we do not see a lot of spread of COVID on our campus. I can't speak towards Omicron because I know it's more contagious, but I'm saying up to like before winter break, we were seeing very little evidence of any kind of spread of COVID on our campus. Our air filtration system alone makes our school a very safe facility. And I know some of you have heard this before, so please just be patient as I talk to some new people. They exchange the air in every classroom every 15 minutes with air from the outside, and then it goes directly outside. It never mixes with another classroom. So our air filtration system is one thing. Mask wearing is very effective at our school. I walk around the school, and I am telling you, if you're not in the cafeteria, there is well over 95% compliance of mask wearing. And I'm not talking about masks being under the nose. I'm talking about correct mask wearing. The students have adapted and they are doing it. So I feel very good about that. And then we have all the other layered mitigations that we have on top of that with our cleaning and distancing and the ways that we do. So it's frustrating for us because we're in a situation where we're very willing to move the expectation of 14 days down to something minimal, because we have seen very little evidence of spread on our campus, but we're not able to do so. So what are we doing? We are reaching out to government offices, we are reaching out to other schools, and we are talking to them, and we are trying to mobilize people through letters, through phone calls, to talk to officials to say, look, this old system of 14 days, it is not sustainable, and it is not going to work with Omicron and the numbers the city is expecting. The whole school system would likely shut down in the next month in the city if we held to these rules that are in place. So they're going to have to make an adaptation of some kind, and we are trying to lead the charge and communicate with these outside agencies that are responsible for these rules and explain the situation to them. I can tell you we have no intention at all of moving the school to full DL. But the reality is middle school and high school, because they switch classes that do the number of cases, they might be on DL in short spans over the next month to 6 weeks. ES is going to be more stable. As long as the government doesn't impose that we have to shut down, the benefit of ES is that they don't switch classes as much. And I know there's been a lot of push for more after school activities for elementary school students, but here's where the fact that we stayed conservative is going to benefit us. Because we have kept students so isolated in the elementary school, that's why we only have 6 classes affected out of 21 right now, because they're not mixing and because we have limited those things. So we're going to see a benefit for our conservative nature in the elementary school, because I know it was controversial. I know it was frustrating a lot of you that we weren't doing more after school and we were keeping kids isolated. But this is why we were doing that, because we're going to be able to stay open longer in the elementary school because of that. So the only way we move to DL for the full school is 2 things happening. One, the government closes us like they did the 2 days before November break. And in that case, we don't have a choice. Or 2, we no longer have the teachers, or so many students are out that, you know, it's just hybrid learning as a default. And, you know, if there's 2 kids sitting in class and 15 of them are at home, you know, it's probably better from a learning perspective to move to distance learning. Now, our teacher vaccination rate is over, actually our full staff vaccination rate, not even just teachers, is over 95% in the school. And a majority of them have boosters as well. I could tell you from the teachers I talk to, many of them have 4 and 5 vaccines because they are caught between 2 systems, the Russian system and whatever their home country is. And those vaccines generally aren't recognized in the 2 places. So I know many teachers that have 5 different vaccinations in place. In the scene in Moscow, again, all the other schools are in the same situation we are. There are rumors that, you know, well, they're not doing these things at this school, or these schools are open. Why are they open and we're not? And why are we on DL? And I have to tell you, we are all under the same rules, and we have reached out to these schools, and they are struggling with the same things we are. The Russian schools in particular, we have people that work here who send their kids to Russian schools, and they have had their kids' grades shut down multiple times since this all started, and very recently as well. So it's not like it's not happening in other places. In CISA and the other international schools, we see a mix of what's going on from the wide gamut of there are a group of schools that the government has currently shut down their schools to distance learning. So there's no on-campus learning right now. It's just distance. Then the majority of schools are in our situation, which is they're on campus fully, but the close contacts keep putting them in a hybrid situation where some kids are at home and some kids are sitting in the classroom. And that's the most common situation that we're seeing around the CISA region and what's going on in the international schools. So thank you for listening to that. I'm gonna stop talking and I'll take any questions you have on any.